It's the 1st of February 2017. Day is overcast, cloudy, but relatively mild. I'm at the Frankendal. I'm in the area where my studio is, where the shed is. And I'm thinking about the fence that we took away between my area where the studio is and the area where the River of Herbs are working. There was a sort of metal wire fence there before, a simple kind of chestnut fence. It's a common. And we took it away to open it up, and also to be able to replace that with a different kind of fence. Now I'm trying to think about what kind of fence that should be. In a way, I'd quite like the fence to be something urban rather than rural in terms of its form. I want it to be the something very different from the sort of chestnut fence that was there before, which is a kind of a faux rural fencing, or a modern. I want it to be something urban, something modern, something that speaks about a kind of a contemporary, post-industrial sort of information age. What would be a post-industrial fence? What would be a fence for the performance society? What would be what would that fence look like? Is it material? Is it physical, or is it digital? Is it a digital fence? Is it some sort of firewall? Is it a code? Is it a or does it exist? Is it symbolic, or is it practical? Is it nostalgic? Is the post-industrial fence actually a nostalgic, a contemporary reimagining of an industrial or a pre-industrial fence? The way in which there's a resurgence in certain ways of or certain kind of pre-industrial practices are become fashionable. Is that a reaction to contemporary industrialization and a loss of contact with the real, with the physical? Is it just the dividing of the territory? Is it something that's formal, something that's contractual? Is it invisible? Is it glass? Obviously, glass is not invisible, but it kind of has that sort of pretense. Is it untouchable? Is the materiality of the fence so nondescript that it feels unreal or untouched by human hands? Does it feel alien? Certainly, there's going to be a kind of a contrast between the kind of feeling of the location, with the kind of the formal garden and the park and the 17th century house, and a contemporary fence suddenly appearing in the middle. But if it's just a simple kind of modern industrial fence, well, what is that saying? Is that just being polemic? I don't want the fence to be polemic, but I do want it to be maybe, can be controversial, or it can contrast, or it should contrast. But how to create a productive contrast in such a way that the fence makes you rethink what a fence is today, what a barrier is, what a definition of one territory to the other could be. Okay, we'll stop now.